Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Jay Farrow is here. Were you expecting to walk into some random studio and not recognize anybody who was here? Grab that mic that's right up there. Well, you got to flip it around.
Yeah, so flip it around.
Danielle, why don't you go over there if you could? And
this way?
No.
This
now
way.
You flipped it the wrong.
Now you used to touching mics.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, cool. We good.
Yeah. So we moved over here.
Oh, okay.
About, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. So okay. Same show.
Yeah.
New studio.
Word. Well,
how are you?
Congratulations.
I know it's really not much of an upgrade.
I'm like, they kind of screwed you. Everything's been good, man. Everything's been good.
We were just talking about, before you came, we were talking about the R. Kelly thing.
Oh, yeah, of course you were.
Of course
people are. That is grotesque. It don't make no sense. And I don't know how people are still Shaitan stepping after they saw that stuff.
Yeah.
Even though I Believe I Could Fly is still a dope track, however.
Well, you're the problem.
I'm not.
You're the problem.
Because I'm not supporting that man. I've seen some nasty stuff in the last day when I was binging it. I binged it all together. It's worse when you watch it together.
I agree with you.
If you separate it, you know what I mean? You give yourself a rest. But I just kept watching it with popcorn like, oh, man, what's going to happen next? Because he's a creep and he's a pimp. He's a pimp and he dresses like a pimp. He dresses like the hamburger. You remember when he used to dress like the Hamburglar? He had the little tooth thing on his eyes. He had the hat
the
and everything.
Hat.
I said, what burgers he fitting to steal? You know it's going to be from a kid's meal. Because that's that chocolate factory. Listen, I'm not a black man who will doo-doo or pee on anybody.
Right.
Because people are not restrooms. That's right. Anime porn. I don't like it, okay?
Yeah.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Right.
R. Kelly is the personification of Japanese anime. That's what he is. You've all seen it. It's tentacles and stuff and juices. That's what he's got. I bet you he didn't got a wang. He's got a tentacle down there. We seen the tape. You know what you're dealing with. I seen it. And the girl, I feel sorry for the girl. He took that 14. He had her do menage a trois with everybody.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Now, I accidentally had a menage a trois with my dog. How did that happen? It was involuntary, okay? Listen, this is why the puppy had to leave. Because I was me and my ex, we were getting it on. And all of a sudden, she climaxed. And she was like, oh, you lick toes so well. And I was like, wait a minute. I said, lick toes so well, but I'm on top of you. We look at the foot of the bed. The puppy was licking her toes. Oh. Me and the dog double-teamed my ex-girlfriend. I was thrust into a bestiality situation, not on my regard. It wasn't on my terms. I just felt dirty.
Not your fault.
Felt dirty.
It's not your fault.
You damn right. It's not my fault. It's Bailey's fault. That little bitch. She jumped on the bed.
But
that's
I mean, he was putting songs out that basically acknowledged that he liked underage girls.
Yeah,
he was
he's been leaving clues. He's been leaving clues for years, man. But come on, for the black community. This ain't nothing new. We knew he was asleep. Okay, let me tell. Okay, two things. We know R. Kelly did it, and OJ. Okay, you know what I mean? Like we know that. You know what I mean? And the fact that he got off, even he, you saw his face in court. He was even like, "Word?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Word?"
His lawyer really got away with it.
Did you like how his lawyer, before the verdict came down, his lawyer's like, "Well, sorry, we did the best that we could do for you," and then he's like, "What?" He couldn't believe that he was not guilty.
Yeah, man, R. Kelly couldn't even believe it. It's just like Trump when he won the presidency. It's the same thing. The same
he's
face.
Like, what just happened?
Really?
What?
I actually won.
wow, now I have to work. Oh, this sucks. Like, it's that's exactly what happened. R. Kelly was like, man, I really got off. I can't believe that I actually got off. You seen the interview that he did afterwards when the dude was like, do you like teenage girls?
Yes.
Now, how young we talking about? Like,
yeah.
Say no.
That's one of the most disturbing things. They say, do you like teenage girls? And he pauses and his, like, crisis person is running over and he says, how old? That's like what he says is like, how old do you mean by teenage?
That's like,
we mean the whole decade.
Exactly. That's like asking, do you like killing people? Now, what type of people are you talking about? We talking about dog, we talking about light, we talking about baby. What we talking about here? You know what I mean? You can't do that, man. That man is a predator. And now seeing how he has how he's taken slavery and put it in a contemporary sense. Now, yeah. Those women are slaves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. They can't get out. They're freaking slaves. That's what they are. Yeah. That's slavery. You're putting a ball in a chain on folks mentally. That's what Kanye West was like. Remember Kanye West was like, slavery is just, you know, slavery is all in the mind. R. Kelly was like, yeah, it is.
R. Kelly was the only person who agreed.
R. Kelly was like,
well, actually, he's right. You know, it is. You know, if you just get up and walk away, it is, you know.
What's your favorite voice that you're doing these
days? My favorite voice?
I don't know, Mike. Maybe Jason Statham. I don't know.
I don't know. Is it that one? John Mulaney's fun?
John Mulaney is definitely fun all the time. Kid Gorgeous. I'm doing this with my Invisalign in. Wow. I'm loving it.
You know, see? Awesome. You wouldn't expect me to do that. People are always like, Jay don't do white people. What I tell y'all, I do.
Oh, you do white people?
I do white people. I do. I love it. I don't discriminate. It's equal opportunity for everybody.
I was saying earlier, I think your Eddie Murphy is the best. You've nailed that.
Oh, thank you. Your other ones suck, but you're Eddie Murphy.
Oh, nah,
I appreciate that, man. You know, because I know Eddie Murphy now. You know, Eddie Murphy's like family. You know, so for you say that, you know, I just hope they do a biopic and I get to play him. You know, that'd be real sexy if I played Eddie Murphy.
You know,
I got the fingers and all of that. What you about to say?
Does he like it? Does he know?
The first time I met Eddie Murphy was like, I've seen the impression. It was like Donkey and Shrek and all of that. But now it's like me. I'm just like, well, yeah, it's like Donkey and Shrek. He's like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, I just did it. Like, I just did it in front of you. So, that's Eddie is cool, though, man. Shout out to all of them, the Murphys. That's my family, straight up. You know what I mean?
The first time we had Jay on when I was on the show years ago when I was in the other office at Metro Networks.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he was coming on, and he did Denzel.
I was listening on the headset.
Yeah.
I thought it was Denzel.
I'm sure you're so sick of doing it, but it is.
What, Denzel?
It is.
I really don't have any. It's whatever. You know, I can do Denzel. I do anybody. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I don't have any. I'm not T.O.'d or P.O.'d about it. You know, if you ask it, I know you want to see it. So therefore, I do the voice. That's what I do. My man, that's what it is. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. All right. I don't remember what I was talking about as Denzel, but back in the day, you know, it was. I got the clip. I do. It's in my archives. I still have it. Hmm? I had the beady beard, huh? I had the beads in my beard, right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my beard was nappy. Yes, it was. It needed S-Curl. You know what S-Curl is? They sell that in black beauty stores. That's where they sell that in. Black beauty shops. That's right. Right next to the BB Supergrow, you see the S-Curl, and if you put too much in it, then you'll look like Dennis Rodman because your hair will be brown. Yeah, burgundy.
That was before you did Equalizer 12.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Actually, well, not the 12. It's only the number 2.
Oh, no, it's only number 2.
I don't do sequels, but I did do a sequel.
Why did you decide to do a sequel?
The bag was there.
That's oh, that was the bag?
The money.
Oh, the cash.
It was money. That's right. It was money. You know, after Fences, I just said, you know what? I'm going to go rogue and I'm going to do something different. Yeah. If Viola Davis can snot, then I can snap a neck. Mm-hmm. You know, she snots. That's what she does. She doesn't cry. She doesn't just cry. She snots. Yeah, all of her sinuses drain. Mm-hmm. Even the Mucinex is like, we can't fix that. We can't fix that. Mm-hmm.
What she about, snots. Have you ever, have
He's
you
a
ever,
snotty individual. Jay, it's like Rugrats. That's what it is. Huh? Go ahead.
Have you ever encountered Kanye since you've been doing him?
have I encountered him? Only on the phone.
Okay. But he called you?
Yeah, he called me. He called me up. You know, I just want to tell you, you know, where I came from and, you know, my story. And, you know, both of my parents were Black Panthers. I was like, cool, dog, but this has been 11 minutes and I ain't said nothing. this is like a one-sided conversation kind. But you know what? I just want you to know, you know, where I came from, what I've done, because, you know, I'm one of the most influential artists of all time, and that's just what I am. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. congratulations. I don't know what to say, but after Dr. Twist Fantasy, sir, you pretty much went rogue. You did. Black folks, we are trying to figure out what Kanye West is doing right now. We don't know what he's doing sitting over there with the beach whale. We don't know what he's doing with the beach whale. I did call him a beach whale because he does look like an albino porpoise. That's what he looked, but a real fat ass porpoise. You know what I mean? Like a porpoise with biscuit problems. That's what he looks. With a carb. He can't, you know, because Donald Trump, you know how Donald Trump looks. He looks like spilling oatmeal. That's what he looks like. You ever seen oatmeal overflow in the microwave? Mm-hmm. That's how his body looks. You know what I'm saying? Like, like Pillsbury Doughboy said, okay, I'm going to use that to make biscuits. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's all messed up and it leaks over his pants. That's what it does. I don't know if there's any Trump fans here right now.
No, not at all. Not at all. I can't stand the guy. I'm white. I can't stand the guy.
I can't stand him and he's white. Amazing. Phenomenal. I love you, though. You're an amazing person. WAAF. What? AAF. Okay. That's what it stands for. That's what it is.
Are you saying Kanye is one of those people that you can't get off the phone with? So you're trying to get off the phone and then he won't let you get off the phone?
He's kind of, he's one of them friends that you just text when they call you. You know what I mean? You ever had that? Uh-huh. One of the friends that you know is going to be on the phone with you for like 5 hours. It's going to be a Lord of the Ring trilogy as soon as the person picks up the phone. So, you know, when you see them, you just let it go to voicemail. First, you watch it. You pick it up. You look down. It rings. And you just go back to doing what you're doing. And you send a text back. That's what you do. You got to text back those people. You can't talk to them on the phone. Yeah. Who is this guy? He just walked in.
That's
here.
Mark.
Like little, like Toasty off of Mortal Kombat. You just freaking came in here.
That's
Toasty!
Mark. Jay Farrow is our guest.
You look like Taylor Lautner, but now. Have you seen Taylor Lautner? Dude, it's crazy. You need to look him up. That's spot on. I got ADD. No. Everybody can get it. Anybody can get it. Taylor Lautner, man. Shout out to Taylor Lautner in his career.
Jay is at the Wilbur on Saturday.
You got to come out. Are you coming? Did you come last time?
I came the first time you ever... Honestly, I got to tell you, when was the first time you were on the show? It's probably pushing like 7 or 8
you talking about SNL?
Years ago. No, on our show.
Oh, yeah. That was like 7. Dude, that was like 6 or 7 years ago.
And I went, that was before you were doing movies and everything, I think. And then, so I did go to that show, but I don't think I went the last time. But I will try to come on Saturday. I would love to come on Saturday.
Yeah, man, you got to see the live show, man. It ain't nothing. Ain't nothing like it. It's one of the best live shows you ever gonna see. And I can say comedy wise, anything after 2016 that was filmed me doing comedy, it's pretty dope. That's what I say. All the stuff before, don't watch it.
What? But, what?
Huh?
No, really?
Nothing, man. Bam! Look, see.
Oh, now you're breaking.
Oh, he's trashing the place.
Don't worry about it. I can write you a check.
Now you're moving your microphone.
Oh boy,
you
just gonna break. It's a brand new studio.
It's a brand new studio.
It's fine.
Let the computer.
Look, I fixed it.
Yeah.
I got the Midas touch. You see what I did there? I touched it and it stopped. Bam!
Good job, Geek Squad.
All right, you got it on GoPro. See, you shouldn't put monitors on GoPro. That's why you got it connected to a Go. This is a GoPro. Device. I know a GoPro device when I see it, and that's what's happening. So what you need to do is you need to talk to the program director or whoever's ahead of this. And they need to move y'all to a better studio. It need to be locked.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yes. Y'all need a luxury studio.
Luxury studio.
A luxury studio. When you walk in, you are greeted with flower petals. Mm. Flower petals.
Yeah, yes, rose
you
petals.
You deserve it.
Yes.
You need to walk on rose petals.
They would do that for Will Smith.
They probably would. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing there. Yeah, they would. I'm a genie. Yeah, I'm a genie now. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to grant you wishes, but just know none of them are going to come true. Yeah. What if he just did that? What if he was a genie that didn't grant wishes in Aladdin? There would be no purpose. You got to grant wishes as a genie in Aladdin. And let me say this. I don't care what y'all think about it, but going back to the original Disney version, Jasmine could have got the D. I'm sorry. She could have got it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Her, Lois Griffin, and Jessica Rabbit. Lois Griffin. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know. And well, we look, yeah. Peter was shit. You know, Peter. Yeah, my wife's hot. That's how she is. Yeah, she's a hot peach there. I like how she is. Yeah, she's so freaking hot. I'm so freaking dumb. She's so freaking awesome. Freaking sweet. Totally. Yeah. You know, see? Yeah, that's in my old bag. I don't even do that.
You don't even do that.
To have intercourse with you, all that. I don't do none of that mess no more. I still have it in the back of my mind, but I go into radio interviews. I'm just talking, man. You know what I mean? Because it's fun.
What do you think of Saturday Night Live now, before you go?
As far as the content.
Is it good?
You know what? I really don't get a chance to watch it a lot.
Oh,
you know,
great. Great diplomatic answer right there.
No. But I'm being honest with you, man. Listen, let's talk about what's going on in 2019. I got 4 movies coming out. 3 out of 4 I'm starring in.
Yes.
Let's see here. Got another show. Got
all right,
ABC.
Well, tell us about the movies. So what movies are coming out?
So I got one I did with Usher, Vanessa Williams, Lena Waithe. That's called Bad Hair. That's coming out this year. I got another movie called How to Sell a War. I shot in Tbilisi. That's coming out. Look, international money. Bam. A-Rap money. Oh. And let's see here. I got another one that's going to be a Steven Soderbergh film that I did already. I shot that one. That's coming out this year. And, you know, I don't know if y'all saw Insane, but I did that one for him. And I got another movie that I'm starring in. With Cat Williams, Kiki Palmer, Ron Rico Lee, DC Young Fly. That's called 2 Minutes of Fame. That's going to be coming out this year as well. And a show called Special Skills. That's coming out. Another show, A Million Little Things. I'm gonna be a character up there. I'm Rome's little brother. And I got my other shows I'm working on, an unscripted, a scripted, talking to Ellen. So things are really good. What's happening? And the music's about to drop, people. 2019, it's going to be an amazing year. It's called the year. That's what I call it. And I'm blessed. So, Saturday Night Live? Yeah, it's pretty good.
I think it'll be a better year for you than it will be for R. Kelly.
That's what I think. I think everybody's having a better year than he has. I don't think it's just because I'm a celebrity. I think everybody this year will have a better year than him. Even Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yes.
I'm glad you came by, and we have to get out of here. We're out of time.
That's what it is. But, so you're not just kicking me out.
No,
so
no, no. Show's over. I know traffic sucked, but I wanted you to get here at 9, but we are delighted that you're here now.
I'm delighted too. Thank you, man.
So it's great to see you.
Appreciate it.
Congrats on your success.
Thank you. Come out to the Wilbur. Mm-hmm. Wilbur Theater, 9:45.
Saturday night. Wilbur Theater, Jay Farrow.
That's right.
All right.
Come out. I'll see y'all there, Boston. Beantown. All love. Yeah. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.